Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, joins us now. Vandy, part of the SEC Big East Invitational going on this evening over at the Somme Center. Vanderbilt will play South Florida in the first game. Tennessee and Marquette in the nightcap. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Looking forward to it. It's kind of a road home game. You know, the guys just down the street in the Somme Center, they'll go over today, I think at 11, and get, I think, 50 minutes on the floor. So they'll have their shoot around and get used to the building, because I don't think any of these particular guys have played in the building. I know we had before in the NCAA tournament and Western Kentucky game, you know, a couple of games like that, but an SEC tournament, you know, a long time ago. But I don't think any of these guys have played in it. So they're kind of looking forward to getting down there and seeing a new building. Exams are still going on. In fact, I'm not sure that all the players will make the shoot around today. I know George Drake missed practice except the last few minutes yesterday because of an exam. So that's working its way to conclusion by the end of this week. But certainly that's still a factor in getting ready for these games.
Joe, a couple familiar faces from SEC years past. You mentioned Mike Mercer, the former Georgia Bulldog, part of the USF lineup, and also their coach is Stan Heath, who spent several years at Arkansas.
Yep, sure did. And now in his third year, I guess, at South Florida, or second year at South Florida, as a matter of fact, and went in really with a serious rebuilding process to do and is in the middle of that. But as you said, he's reached out and gotten Mike Mercer, a transfer from Georgia, and he's gotten a couple of other players that have come in. One thing he does have, it's an interesting style you're going to see. They'll basically play four guards most of the time. Although they do have some size inside. They've got a 6'10 player. They've got a 6'9 player that comes off the bench. So it's a little bit different style to play, and Vanderbilt's going to have to be ready for some pretty intensive defensive pressure. They're going to get after you. And as we said, their guards are all 6'3", 6'4", so they've got some size even on the perimeter. It'll be a challenge for sure.
How does that affect how Vanderbilt tries to do things with its guys up front?
You know, it really – I don't think it's going to impact them that much. I think – what Vanderbilt will always try to do is find a way to take advantage of what they have inside and make other teams adjust to it. So now when it gets dicey is if you get you know, a 6'4 player on a 6'9 player or vice versa, and that 6'4 player can shoot out on the wing, you know, you've got some problems. The good news for Vanderbilt is they've got guys like Jeffrey Taylor at 6'8 who can play out on the perimeter. You know, a Lance Gilborn I think you'll see tonight for the first time since he had mononucleosis. So I don't know how much he'll play, but I think you'll see him some. And you've got a little bit of flexibility. Steve Chingang, guys that are 6'8", that can get out on the perimeter. So that will be an advantage for Vanderbilt.
Joe, Jeffrey Taylor named SEC Freshman of the Week. And, boy, you know, he had, you know, right from the jump, you know, he has shown, you know, somebody who's gotten real comfortable with the adjustment and put up some good numbers.
And the operative phrase there is the jump, because he can certainly do that too. He has. He's really settled in. In fact, we've kind of kidded him about he needs to look to shoot the ball more. I don't think in the games we've played yet, and I'm kind of going through the list in my mind, I don't think that we have faced anybody that could guard him one-on-one, that could shut him down individually. And so we've sort of, you know, kept encouraging him. Look, you need to look for your shot. Take your shot when it's there. Look at his shooting percentage over the last three games. 6-for-10 against UIC, 5-for-7 against Georgia Tech, 8-for-9 against Alabama A&M. You know, he's scoring in double figures and doing it very efficiently, not throwing up a lot of shots. So I think as he gets more confident and more comfortable, I think you'll look for him to even provide more offense. But he's still, you know, he's still a freshman, and he's still in that learning process.
Anything new on how ticket sales are going for the Music City Bowl?
Pretty good from what I understand. I haven't gotten an exact number. Somebody, there's a lot of people that pass you quickly in the hallway over at Vanderbilt these days.
Right.
And as somebody was passing me in the hallway, the question got asked by someone else, and they said, going very well, and that's all they said. So, you know, it's kind of a reminder. You can buy them either through Vanderbilt or through Ticketmaster. If you buy them through Vanderbilt, though, you're going to be in that section that was blocked off, allotted to Vanderbilt. So if you want to be sure you're in the black and gold section, the main section, that's where you want to get your tickets, through VUCommodores.com or through the Vanderbilt ticket office.
And Joe, quickly, our friend David Shoemate with ISP put together a very nice retrospective on the season with a lot of your calls, and hopefully we'll get a chance to hear that at some point.
No, I hope so. I know we're planning on using it certainly in the open for our broadcast for the bowl game. But you never can tell when something like that might show up somewhere else.
All right, Joe. Thank you very much.
All right, guys.
Have a good day.